You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome back to Wig Hackers Podcast with me, your host, Daniel Coy. So now we are on the topic of goal setting. If you've been following along, I have done The Secret in my life. I've done almost every type of goal setting thing that I could do, and affirmations and all this. One thing that I really noticed, besides the airplane flying by right now, but that's okay. We're our natural habitat. Is that you have to be very specific. So specific that it's scary when it happens. Because I get the, I don't want to say the short end of the stick, because that's not really it. Like, I get what I asked for. It's just not the complete, perfect vision that I had in my mind, if that makes sense. So you have to be very specific when you set your goals and what you want them to be. You know, example, I wanted to travel to a warm destination for work. Okay, right? Not bad. I personally was thinking more of an island, maybe a beach. Well, the universe gave me Utah. Warm. Traveled, just not at a beach. So that's where I'm just saying, you know, to be more specific is better than not. You know, like, if you want to, whatever your goals are, you know, really, like, plan it out, work it out, try to make it as, like, specific as possible, because otherwise, you know, it's, I mean, are they flying in my apartment? Well, we're having some special effects for this episode, so it's going to be great. So being very specific with the wants that you want in life can help propel your career, your life, your daily regimen forward, you know? It's more across the board. It's not just with work. It's not just with your social life. It's not just with whatever it may be. It's across the board, you know? So if you adapt this way of attracting, manifestation, magnetic pull, whatever you want to call it, but your goals, your end goal really needs to be specific in what you want. And of course you have to work towards it, and you have to, you know, put all your positive energy towards it. So that's been several times. I would ask for an assistant. I would get an assistant. Yes, of course, but it would come with all these like strings. I'd work on shows and it wouldn't be exactly what I want. I just wanted to work on a show. Need to be specific. Is it award winning? Is it a flop? Do I just want to work to work? So just being very specific in what you think about, what you talk about with people, you know. It's really specific, you know, even in dating life, you know. You need to be more specific than a breathing soul. Just saying. Because then you'll get some pretty interesting people in your life. I mean, if that's what you want, cool. But I've just noticed, you know, cut out the learning and just be like, let's be specific. Like on my, like by my desk, I have all these like affirmations, you know, I want to do deep work. I want to inspire people. You know, I focus my attention on the greatness and love in all I do. You know, I have all these inspiration, like little quotes. I'm sure you've seen them in some of my photos, on the Instagram or the Facebook. So yeah, just really keep that in mind. Even while you go through life and while you're like talking with your friends, you know, then you need to like, maybe the next one will be, you know, the groups you surround yourself in. So really, really, this is more to help you be more precise in what you're bringing into your life, be it work, be it extracurricular activities, whatever it may be. You know, you really want it to be really focused, like to a pinpoint, you know, because then when it actually comes to fruition, you can be like, whoa, you know, I'm pretty good at picking up afterwards. I'm like, this is what I asked for, but then he forgot to say X, Y, and Z, you know, like, oh, I need to be a lot more specific. So I'm working on it every day as well, you know, where I want to have some quote unquote friends that we can just go out with, but then I have to be like, all right, cool. Am I paying for them? Are they paying? You know, so it's that being specific. Yes, I can have friends that I can pay for and that they're going to just be around because they're going to be mooches. Or I have friends that are on the same level as me and vibing as the same level as me, and we just, you know, run that same page. It's really about goals, goal setting, and really focusing on them and really picking them apart. You know I do a lot of different things. You know, if there's anyone who has a lot of plates spinning in the air, that'd be me. But you really want to, like I said, each one dissect and really bring down to what you want. Some, for me, I like to have the spice of life, a little bit of everything. So I kind of dip and drab, you know, and what suits my fancy for the moment, you know, and it changes. There's no, like, once you come up with this, you know, this goal, all right, cool, you have your goal, but that doesn't mean you can't have another goal or four goals or five goals, you know. It all depends on how much energy and attraction you're putting into that one thing. You know, if you have a goal and a date, you know, it helps a little bit better. You know, if you know you want to work at Fashion Week, well, you know when that is, you know, so then you can put all your time and energy into making connections that are going to get you there. You know, I'm not just saying make your goal and that's it, like, oh, you know, go on a vacation. You have to put the work in behind it. You have to do the research behind it, the small stuff, you know, all that small stuff. And sometimes you're on a big gig and all your time gets devoured with it. And so things get put on the back burner, but you have to, you know, have a very organized system so you can remember, keep them going. Hopefully you will become bigger with that gig you're on so that you can hire people and start building your empire. So yeah, you really just need to focus very clearly on what you want. Especially being, you know, very, we're just going to say creative, you know, I'm a little creative. So you want to hone that in a little bit or a lot. I wish I had someone saying this to me at some point, like, you are all over the place. So I'm all my books that I write in are all blank pages. I don't like lines. So I can create my own way, you know, because there's always thousands of different ways. So I use a lot of like drawing pads and like nice paper and pens, very colorful, shocker, I know, to keep it, you know, a little bit organized. I have books, and then I go back like years later, like years. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had that idea. Well, that went by the wayside because of X, Y, and Z. So you kind of see where your life brings you. So yeah, that's that. Well, on that airplane that's flying by, I'm gonna fly off to the next episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this inspired you a bit more than you did before you started listening. So thank you. Hit me up on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official, or at the Wig Hackers forum that we have going on. I love questions, comments, queries, concerns, hair, wigs, entertainment, beauty, and the such. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next one.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.